Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
A new study today has found almost half of parents in Ireland give their children pocket money. And Revolut is by far the most popular way to pay pocket money, with 60% of parents saying they use it. Our reporter Jessica Woodlock was out and about in the streets of Dublin today to ask people whether they approve of pocket money.
I will be careful about the amount that I will give her. I will not give her the credit card.
Yes, yeah, I do. But we also give it as a way of teaching them how to save. And even if they don't do all the jobs, they get the money so that they know how to save. And if there's something that they really want, they just save up their pocket money and get it. So it's teaching them life skills at the end of the day.
It just gives them a sense of value for their money, working for it and earning it.
Yeah, that's some people chatting to Jessica Woodlock a little earlier. This survey was carried out by the Teachers Union of Ireland, their credit union, and they also found that 90% say their kids should earn the money by actually carrying out some household jobs or chores. Eilish is with me on the line in Meath today. Eilish, teaching children the value of money, how difficult is it to do?
I find it's quite difficult because, as it was mentioned there, Revolut is now available for everyone. So my children would have gotten a bit of pocket money, maybe have had to do a few chores. I wasn't possibly as strict as I should have been. I know when I was growing up, we used to have to do the chores for the old 50 pence piece. And if you didn't do it, you didn't get it. But like my children would have an awful habit of ringing me in a shop and going, I'm at the till, can you Revolut me 10 euro? You know, and you can't really say no when you're in that situation. So, but I do think pocket money is valuable. It definitely teaches children the value of money. You know, when mine were small and they'd ask for something and I'd say, I don't have it, and they'd say, just go down to the bank with your card. So like, I had to teach them that, like, you know, I had to work for that money.
Yeah, so the endless dispensing bank.
Yes, yes. So pocket money is, it's a brilliant way of teaching them, you know, that, you know, you have to save for something. But I do believe that there should be something that they do as well for that pocket money, as in chores. But, you know, as I said already, sometimes I just wasn't as strict on it as we were. Like, there was five of us growing up, and, you know, the old fire with the ashes and everything, we'd be cleaning that out for our 50 pence piece and stuff. So I'm really showing my age now. But yeah. It's Revolut is too easy just to pop it into their account.
You're of the view that you basically have to earn the pocket money, Eilish.
Yes, I would be of
the
view.
You get it when you do something.
Because it does teach them, you know. And my children now have, well, I've a 22-year-old and 19-year-old. The 22-year-old has a full-time job and the 19-year-old has a part-time job. And they're actually quite good with money, I have to say, you know. And I'm hoping that they did learn a little bit as they were growing up, you know, on saving that money.
What about you, Thomas? You're listening to Eilish. Do you use pocket money, or did you do pocket money in your house?
Yeah, look, I suppose thinking back a good few years back, yeah, look, we'd have to do chores to get our pocket money. It wasn't easily handed to us as such. I suppose we would have to clean out the fire, light the fire, clean your room, or whatnot, to get a few pounds. I'm definitely not on board with handing out money too easily to kids, because they just become too dependent on it then. I think they must ask mommy and daddy for money when they like.
What happens in your house?
Yeah, well, look, my eldest now is very young, so we're definitely not at the point of Revolut as of yet. She's only six. But yeah, look, cleaning her room or doing a few little basic chores around the house. I'd rather have them, you know, think that they have to earn their money rather than just get it easily.
So you're is it your daughter? Sorry, Thomas is six, is it?
Yeah, my daughter.
And what age, sorry, Eilish, is your youngest?
My youngest is seven.
Well, they're not far off, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I have a 22-year-old, a 19-year-old and a 7-year-old. So the 7-year-old would, you know, actually she's better at doing housework than the 22-year-old and 19-year-old sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she loves Stitch at the moment. So if she wants to get something with Stitch, she has to kind of do something to help around the house. Now, I have an early years background as well. So I'm very much on, you know, children should be independent and they should be doing things, you know. So we're not having them down scrubbing the floors, but a little bit of help just to teach them that, you know, this is kind of a good thing. If you do something, you know, you get something back, you know.
It's Thomas, I was laughing off air there, you know, the classic cleaning your room, like the rhymes in our house over that, I think.
Yeah, for sure. No, look, I think in terms of sending a child to clean the room when it's a mess and they don't get anything out of it, okay, they should want to clean the room anyway, but I think if, look, they get a few euro at the end of it, it's going to make the experience a lot more happier, I suppose, and beneficial.
What about you, Brian?
Yeah.
Are you a pocket money fan?
Well, I see, like, I come from a generation where pocket money was, well, money was very scarce. And we basically had to nearly beg for it when we wanted to go somewhere, you know. But we didn't get it doled out to us every week in a certain amount. I think kids today are spoiled in a lot of ways, which makes it hard to make any comparison. I do believe myself that unless you start working for money, you will never know the value of it. You know, if you won't know. It's the only way you get to know the value of money is to actually, when you start working, then you realise just how hard it is to get. So I think it's a good idea if children are taught the value of it rather than just being given to them, because they're given everything else. They're given Nike, they're given smartphones, you know, as if they fall out of the tree. And the only way you get, they can get any sense of what value is, is to actually make them have a little bit of work for it.
Earn it. It's interesting. The survey today, Brian, actually points to that it's, you know, 9 in 10 parents surveyed said that they feel that, you know, children should have to carry out some form. I don't want to say household chore, but they should have to do something in return for getting money.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you look at children nowadays, you know, basically, like I said, it's hard to make the comparison. But, like, they get treats of all descriptions. They get phones. They get the best shoes. They get smartphones. The whole lot, right? And it's as if they're just falling like out of a tree. The Santa Claus is coming every day. So how do you teach them that these things cost money? And that money has to be earned by somebody, you know? And I think that you have to start by saying, okay, give you this amount of money, but this is what you need to trade for it.
How do you decide?
You know, you teach them what?
No, go on ahead, Brian. Just finish the point.
You know, it's never too early to teach kids that it's all transaction. Life is all about transaction. You know, very little comes to us free, and you know, you know what I mean. So you do this, you get that. That's what I think.
Eilish, how did you decide what the going rate was for pocket money?
It was kind of based on their age a little bit, as they, you know, as they got older, they kind of needed a little bit more as they were going out with friends and stuff, you know. But as I said, you know, you would, even when they got pocket money, you would get that call saying, I'm at the till and I'm getting something. Can you revolute me, you know? So it always became a little bit more than what they got. You know, but, you know, it was kind of based on more so their age and what their friends were getting rather than, you know, the chores that they did. And as I said, I probably should have been a bit stricter with the chores, because if they didn't do it, they still got the pocket money. Where when I was growing up, if you didn't do your chores, that was it. You just didn't. But as that gentleman said, I grew up in an age as well where there wasn't a huge amount of money. Now, it's not to say that I've loads of money either, but if they're out with their friends, you have a tendency just to, you know, because they're out, my friends have it, it's there you go.
And there's more pressure, there's no doubt about it. Yeah. And it's so much more accessible now. Like, it's, you know, years ago, if you're over at somebody's house and they were doing an activity or going somewhere, you had to get probably some cash off your parents, a tenner or whatever, if you're going over to your friend's house. But now that's changed. And as you said, Revolut's there, so much more accessible. Denise has got in touch. She says, I don't understand why parents just can't say no to a child whose phone is at a checkout looking for money sent by Revolut. If they use cash, they would have known that they couldn't buy those items in the first place. John Lowe from moneydoctors.ie is with us as well on the line. Are we just losing the value of money, John?
Well, I think there's definitely a correlation between earning money and getting pocket money. Like, a survey was done some years ago, Andrea, where the national school child got 10 euros, the secondary school child got 20 euros, and the third level student got 60 euros. And I have three children, and they were all in, a bit probably like Eilish, in the three areas in the 1 year. So I had a 10, a 17, and a 20-year-old. So, funny enough, I was listening listening only to Don McLean this morning, not musically, but he was saying as an 11-year-old, he did a paper round. And a lot of your listeners won't even know what a paper round is, where you went round and you threw papers into the doorway of houses and you got paid for it as an 11-year-old. So, I mean, there were lots of, even then, I think children then, because of, you know, there were no smartphones, and of course, not just Revolut, but on Post Money have a decent children's facility as well. But, you know, you didn't have that 40 years ago. And therefore, the paper round was in vogue, you know. But I think there is definitely there's a correlation between earning and getting pocket money.
What do you say to parents, John? How should they talk to their children about money?
Well, they should start before the age of seven, which is technically the age of reason. You know, going to the supermarket, you know, and explaining things to them. Why is this lady at this machine taking money from you, ma'am? You know, things like that. And bring them down to bank, post office, credit union, and open an account at the age of seven. That's the age I think that people should have it. But spare thought for the English student or child of 12, because the average over there, Andrea, is £4.07, 7 pence. That's what they get a week, £4.07. Maybe the budget today will help them.
Yeah. Like, it's probably hard, though, for parents to decide how much they're going to give their child in terms of pocket money. Like, as Eilish said, John, you're under pressure from what the other friends in the group are probably getting.
You're right, and I certainly wouldn't listen to that child at the till. Please, you know, send me money into my phone. That's blackmail. I would rather say, you know, you can't have it. It's a bit like if you have cash, you can't have it. You do have to put the foot down every now and again at certain things. But I do think that it is all about you know, educating children at a very early age. Really, you know, even from the age of, you know, if you look at any golfer, decent golfer, they start at 3. It's the same with finance.
Do you talk to your kids, Thomas, about money or about saving?
I mean, they're a bit older now, Andrea, but I certainly did.
Yeah, I was asking Thomas there. Sorry, John, just one sec.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, I think the sooner the better. I suppose being money wise is implemented into the kids is very beneficial. Even going around, as the guy just said, they're in the supermarket, showing them the price of things. I noticed even with my child around the age of 4, she'd bring her own little bag to the supermarket, thinking she could just fill it to the brim and like get there, daddy, pay for that once you get to the till. But I would come from a background definitely where I certainly wouldn't be wealthy in any way. I was reared by a single parent. But back when we were young in primary school, we had a system called Sammy Stamps in school where we learned to save money with the credit union.
Oh, I remember this, yeah.
Yeah, so I found that very beneficial. That made me, I think, wise in terms of saving my money.
You used to get stickers, didn't you? And
you used to get
depending on how much you saved.
Then you swap the book into the credit union, you get so much into your credit union account then. So I thought that was great. Yeah. So as I was going back to what I said there, I think the sooner you put the foot down and do implement that money doesn't grow on trees, the better. I'm definitely not at the point of having Revolut and sending money.
I know.
Over
well, yet. Funny you say that. Yeah. Another text here says, you know, I saw a parent teaching her child how to buy something recently, but it was by tapping with a card. It struck me that the child must think it's an absolute bottomless pit. Keep them coming into us, 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. We're talking about pocket money. How much do you give your children? Do you make them earn the money? Do they have to do chores around the house? And are we just totally losing the value of money? The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's John Lowe from moneydoctors.ie, Thomas, Eilish and Brian joining us there as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.